Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings and welcome to Flava Radio, second year anniversary. I can't believe it's been 2 years since I've been on the air. 2 years ago, my business partner at the time, LA, and I sat down. He's like, Flav, you know, I think we should do a radio show. And I had already signed up in 2008 to be a radio show host and never did anything with it. And I'm like, well, you know, I've already got it set up, so okay, we could try it. And 2 years ago, it was called The Mosaic Show with Flav in L.A. Over the years, the last 2 years, it's kind of evolved and grown into so much more than that. We started out with a Sunday show, and then I think it went to maybe 2 days a week. And now I'm doing shows like all the time, you know, when I can fit it into my schedule. It's something that I really, really love to do. And people will tell you, you know, back in the days when all of my friends were hosting shows, you couldn't even get me to call in and talk on the show. And when I did, I felt myself turning red, you know, in the face and my body getting warm and just so nervous about it. And now it's like, you know, I can do a show anytime and just find all kinds of things to talk about. So I want to welcome everybody to my second anniversary, 2 years on the air supporting underground independent artists. And so just sit back and relax. I'm going to play some tracks from some of my favorite people, some of the people that I started out with when I first started doing the show. I opened up, of course, with my family, Black Stacks, playing I Love My Life. I was the first person to start playing I Love My Life 2 years ago. And now the song has gone global. I'm so excited to be a part of this team and to be a part of the success of that particular track, because people all over the world are really loving and digging that particular sound. And you know what? Sometimes we need to be reminded, you know, that you should be always saying, I love my life. So So let me see, where do I want to go? You know what? There's two young men. They are actually the very first hip hop artists in the Pacific Northwest that I came in contact with. My son, Michael, has worked with this group for a long time, and actually, Mike Mack of this group is his stepbrother. And so they're actually the first sound, and I've always been so impressed with them, so impressed with these two young men, just 21 years old. And well, I'd honestly call them conscious hip hop. They've got some great messages in their music. I'm going to play one of the first tracks that I ever played on Flavor News Radio by Mike Mack in Harlem. And this is called Congratulations to Me.
See, I've been going through it, I'll prove it. My life is like a car in the summer with no fluid. I know I got the talent, the coaches just won't use it. So I feel like I'm stuck to the bench like they prove it. Somehow I move to it, pushing to the surface, fighting serpents on my way to achieving a greater purpose. Nothing in life is worthless, everything has a meaning. Like a backyard lesson I was given by Mr. Feeney. Believe me, I never blossom sitting in my shell. It's a hard and lots of courage to finally prevail. Not believing in yourself and you will commonly fail. I'm a success cause I do common things uncommonly well. And there'll be days I wanna quit, days I wanna leave, and times I wanna put everything going on freeze. And that'll be the time I work harder just to achieve. And when I do, I will say congratulations to me. Yeah. I wanna thank everybody who played a part of my growth. Help me get to the plan on that now. Yeah.
As I'm sitting and reminiscing, giving this shit a listen, wishing you pay attention to every syllable mentioned. From the beginning, since I've been in it, it's been a struggle. Being in school, the studio, not to mention trouble. I figured if I go hard, then my fortune will double. I'm seeing cats on the television, feeling the duffel. Maybe they're hearing it clear, and I'm just hearing it muffled. I feel the pain, no gain, and I ain't seeing the muscle. Damn, they say hard work pays off, which makes it like a job. So this hard work lay off.
I don't know.
It's like they want me to stay lost. Is my compass on track or is it just way off? And my team's trying to make it to the playoffs. We got the game system with no TV to play off. And in this game, there's many fabrications to see. But I ain't one of them, so congratulations to me. I want to thank my mom, my grandmother, grandfather, the whole family, anybody who supported me on this long journey to the top. You know.
Stopping is not an option. What is never prospered. There's an ocean of rappers, but my grip is like the lobster. No, I'm not a drug dealer. No, I'm not a mobster. I can only be me, and that's the true hip-hopster. I'm like an eagle, too strong for these double bogeys. Ball town flow, so these offerings can never hold me. You'll be the best, that's what my conscience forever told me. But crickets don't talk, and Geppetto didn't mold me. Pinocchio, a real boy grown up, with rap dreams on his mind, tell the world what's up. Haters are down you, they don't wanna see you up. With all of your sluggish dreams just to try your luck. But through all the obstacles, I make it through impossible. They said it was improbable that I could be this logical. But through all the hate, I still managed to achieve. And that's when the whole world will say congratulations to me. I also want to thank everybody who told me I couldn't do something. Who put me down and told me I'll never achieve my dreams.
They all searching for something real while I'm searching for something realer. Every verse I kill while they spitting how they a killer. Maybe it means more to me, maybe it doesn't. But it would be a shame if I portrayed something I wasn't. I listen to Talladega Nights. I mean, I'm first to last. You can be the first to crash, I'ma be the first to last. Got me good in my lane, I'ma strike that. Me and Mike Mack on the strike back, you like that. You felines, I'm the main, you can hype that. Prom night bars, drink it up once I spike that. Yeah, when I'm gone, you'll remember me. Gotta pay dues to even be worth mentioning. You got the team outside in the rainy weather. Catching colds in me, I'm trying to make it better. And these are more than just raps. To me, this is hard work, so yeah, congrats to me.
Congratulations.
I also want to give a thanks to all the haters out there. You show me a lot of love. Yeah.
Right, those are my baby boys, Mike Mack and Carlem, out of the Pacific Northwest. Again, my son Michael works very, very closely with this particular group and, you know, has been a part of the development of them over the years. Again, two young men, 21 years old, just doing it. They're artists that I would really, really love to see be able to take things to the next level. I hosted a show that they performed at, and did an amazing job. I also, at my birthday party, of course, they performed at my 50th birthday party, and just, they love the stage. They love being on the mic and in front of people, and I really love watching, you know, them grow and mature. They have a new album out that is called The Deep End, so you might want to check them out. Again, it's Mike Mack and Harlem out of the Pacific Northwest. The track that I play, Congratulations to Me, is off of their Soul Hop CD. So again, today is my second year anniversary being on the air. I cannot believe 2 years later I'm still here. And the funny thing is, boy, I got stories to tell, you know, of what I've gone through just even in the 2 years of being on the radio. Oh, my goodness, the ups and downs of it all. But, you know, I'm still glad I'm here. You know, I really am. I'm still glad that I'm here and I'm doing this because it's something I really love. And I think it's a very instrumental way of supporting the underground independent artists, you know, to be heard. Because I've got a very good following. I've got a very large following globally. Not so much here in the Pacific Northwest where I am, but quite a bit over into Europe and Africa, and some in South America and, you know, of course, across the United States. So I feel very, very blessed to be able to share the sounds of the artists that have come my way. Yes, Flavor News Radio is a members-only station right now, but it doesn't take much to become a part of this movement. So if it's something that you're interested in, go over to my website, which is www.flavornews.com, and hit the radio page, the Flavor News radio page, and it's got all the information. You can send me a message from over there if you've got questions, but it's all about, you know, just really building those win-wins with those artists and other people within the industry to see how we can, you know, honestly take things to the next level, how we can gain more exposure for the artists. And I made some decisions, you know, really thinking it through over the last couple of months, how I wanted to really step this up and take it to the next level for you guys. And that's why I came up with the idea of the Flavor News movement. But I want to keep playing some tracks from some of the artists that I started out with on the radio. And this is another artist I started playing 2 years ago. And this is one of the first songs I ever played by him. His name is Robert G. out of California. This is the title track to his album, All My Love.
Yeah.
Robert G., and it's the title track to his album, All My Love. You know, I'm sitting here thinking about some of the music that I still play on my show from 2 years ago. And yes, these albums came out 2 years ago, you know, but I think that when you create something that's classic, when you create something that's timeless, it's relevant no matter when it is that you listen to it. So the tracks that you've heard so far tonight, I Love My Life, to them, Mike Mack and Harlem's Congratulations to Me, and Robert G's All My Love. You know, these were all done 2 years ago, and I still find them, you know, relevant. I still love hearing them today, and I think that's one thing that I appreciate about really, really good music, really, really good art, is it's new to somebody, you know, today, even if it was created 10 years ago, and people can still enjoy that. You never want your art to die. You never want it. It should live on forever. So I'm going to keep playing a few more tracks. If you want to, I open up the phone lines tonight for you to call in and share some thoughts. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. I'm going to bring you back up here to the Pacific Northwest. He's one of the most exciting hip-hop artists I have seen on stage, and I've had him freestyle in my home. He's one of the first artists, too, that I've also played on the show when we started 2 years ago, and he's actually the very first feature I ever had on my show. His name is Yidam Sek, and I'm going to play his piece, Reality Check.
It's me, myself, and I on a mission. Blood racing, heart pumping like pistons. When it comes to the action, cats is missing. When you call him on that shit, cats is actually tripping. Who him there, that boy actually ripping? He got the blood of his folks, but ain't actually Christian. While most chase girls and hopes to tap in the kitten, no need to even try to capture what I'm naturally getting. My daily dosage, autographed CD hawking and camera poster, hoping that the world notice, the world's coded. Feel free to go and gamble your papers and get your cards folded. I'm blackjacking, the game's macadamia nuts. I stay cracking like your head when the dice roll, or better yet, like beat cops on a night stroll. This shit is crazy, though you play me like a ISO, but if you love it, this is something you should fight for.
Freedom of speech, bro, it's like what I
write.
Reality check. Stay looking for the postman and royalty check. Seeing how I'm not signed, haven't flown through yet. Have to work on the stage show, tighten the set. It's a rubber that dope, you can bet your breath. This game is like Twister, take one step left. Put your palms to the sky, shake, break your neck. Giving cats the facts, leaving that in the guess. No for running up on cats like break your set. Yes, give you the business if you act shiesty. Don't try to shame me on the whack, make sure it's tracked nicely. I'm trying to get blitz, experience the glamour, now I'm trying to get glitz. For my girls, jewels, whatever they please. Food, clothes, and shelter, whatever they need. I'ma rock until my flesh don't bleed. Play my position, I'm up next to lead. Shoot for the stars, cause I need extra cheese. I need extra cheese.
Freedom of speech, bro, it's like what I write.
With his piece, Reality Check. He's an exciting young man. He is, it's just exciting. I wish you could see him on stage. He's tall and just kind of lanky, you know, but he just works that stage and he works the mic. And he was a part of the hip-hop showcase that I had put on. And just a great, great talent. His family is originally from Senegal. And he went over there and came back to share stories with me about how much, you know, they love hip-hop in Senegal. And, you know, when his album came out, his first album came out, I want to say it's called Hear Me Out or something like that, they were just so excited playing his album over there in Africa. And so, again, that was Yidam Sek. Somebody raised their hand, so let me bring them in. Caller from the 609 area code, you're on Flava's second anniversary.
Hello, lady.
How are you?
I'm doing just fine, thank you.
You just wanted to, just that number is just going to throw me off, isn't it?
Happy
I'll
anniversary.
Thank you, Eleanor. Thank you so much. How are you?
I'm doing fine. And when you see this number, it's because I am not home.
Okay, I'll remember.
I'm still out of town.
Okay, I'll remember that. It throws me off. I should have had that memorized from the other show, you know, but, you know.
I know how it is. Don't worry, I'll announce myself.
I can't believe I've been on the air for 2 years. You know, Epiphany had called in, a spoken word artist from California called into the show the other day, and she was teasing me about how they used to couldn't get me to talk on any of their shows. You know, I wouldn't call in, or, you know, you couldn't get hardly two words out of me. And,
right.
You know, nobody back then, I don't even think anybody back in those days, when I used to really, really go around and support other people's radio shows, ever thought I would do a radio show, period. You know, let alone be around for 2 years. And, you know, I'm kind of like the baby of them all because they've been at it for a while, the ones that are still doing the shows. You know, Epiphany's going on 4 years for her show. And, you know, and I'm like, okay, is my 2 years, is that a big deal or whatever? But, you know what, I guess for me it really is. I guess it's a big deal. I never thought, you know, Eleanor, that I would, you know, really still be with us 2 years later.
Because some people, you know, they come on and they start it, you know, and they don't stay on that long.
Right, right.
So I think you did a wonderful job. And the thing is, you have a personality that probably you don't even realize you have. And it's drawing people. So, you know, I commend
you. I have a personality?
Yeah,
for me.
Yeah, you have a personality. How about that? You didn't know that, did you?
I've been told I have issues. No.
but you take those issues and you turn them into something else. I don't know how you do it, but you do it.
Well, you know.
Through the tears and everything, you just.
You're right.
Okay.
Well, I think that. You know, as I always tell Stephen, you know, I'm pretty transparent about how I feel, you know.
Uh-huh.
And
uh-huh.
I think that's one thing I always want to keep, Eleanor. I just want to be able to just share how I think and feel about stuff, you know.
Right.
I don't
right.
necessarily want to be that politically correct type host or whatever.
Right.
Because this is just real life, you know. You go through the struggles and ups and downs, you know. There's
right.
exciting things that make you happy, and there are painful things that just, you know, eat at your heart. And I want to be able to share those things because I'm not one who is, you know, very good at hiding. I'm a Cancer. I wear it on my sleeves, you
right.
know. But I think that if nothing else, out of all the people that have encountered me, they've got to be able to at least say she really loves artists, you know.
Right.
And
right.
that she's really trying her best to wave her leopard pom-poms for artists, whether
right.
they like me or not, or, you know, whatever it is. I think that nobody could walk away saying that I don't love, you know, what it is that I'm trying to do in my own way.
That's
so,
right.
I think I've kind of found my niche. I think I've kind of found my style of, you know, talking and sharing and supporting artists. And I just have to just know that that's okay. Sometimes I'll be honest, Eleanor, you know, when I face these struggles and trials and tribulations, you know, I second guess myself sometimes.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
I'll say, gosh, you know, Flava, are you effective, or is this really worth it, or, you know, whatever, you know, but the bottom line is God keeps me here, you know,
yes,
for
does.
Some reason. It's just like yesterday. I was online and I was like trying to promote the show and do some things, and all of a sudden the internet went off, and I'm like, okay, the TV went off, my
oh,
business
no.
phone went off, and I'm like, okay, what is going on? This is really, really not happening to me, really, really not happening. And I get on the phone with Broadstripe. I'm like, okay, what's going on? And they're like, we can't get a signal. I don't know. We'll send a tech guy out. And you know, going back and forth and back and forth with them. And originally they said they'd have a guy out on November 11th. I'm like, what are you talking about? I have an anniversary show tomorrow. November 11th is not going to cut it.
Right,
and they're like, okay,
right.
we can get somebody there on Wednesday. I'm like, okay, you know what? Wednesday is better, but that still doesn't cut it. Do you not understand? I have an anniversary show to do tomorrow. So they got a guy out. He came out last night. He could not figure it out either. I was like, okay, has it been a long day? The thing that reads the meters or something or whatever, you know, to see if the lines are working, wasn't working. His battery had died. I think I was the last call that he was doing.
Right.
I'm like, are you serious? So luckily, the guy came out, another guy came out today.
Mm-hmm.
He had called me. He says, I'm running late. I had a dead battery in my truck. I'm like, you are not saying this to me. You know, and I'm like, okay, let's push it, push it. He came out. He had it fixed in like 10 minutes. I'm like, God is good.
Wow.
I'm like, I love you. Thank you. And, you know, close the door behind you. I was just, you know, like, this is really not happening to me. That
you really wanted to jump for joy, right?
Oh, I did. I was just like, you know,
okay.
I was trying so hard, you know, to not be upset when that man came out last night and couldn't fix it. You know, I was just like, okay, I somehow God is going to work this out because,
uh-huh.
I'm like, there's no way that I'm going to cancel, you know, my radio show. So, yeah, it worked out. So, yes, I wanted to jump up and kiss that man. He probably would have died if I did that. Like,
he would have been so shocked.
I know. I probably would have been shocked, too. So,
well, I'm glad you made it this far, because if you hadn't, then I wouldn't have met you.
You know, that's an interesting point. You know,
and
you're
then,
right.
You know, I would have missed out on that, and then, you know, maybe someone else would not give me a chance to sit down with them and talk and, you know, discuss the music.
Right.
So I am very happy that you stayed.
Well, I'm very happy that I stayed too, you know, because
mm-hmm.
in this 2-year journey, I've been blessed to have, you know, meet some amazing, amazing talents, you know,
mm-hmm.
from just all walks of life. And if I had ever shut it down, I wouldn't have had that opportunity. And so, no, I'm glad. So I have to give a big shout out to LA, you know, because if it wasn't for him pushing me 2 years ago to set up the radio show, I wouldn't still be here. So,
right.
Yeah, give him a big, big shout out. So anyway, let me play one more song, and then I think
okay.
I'll pull some of the other callers in. Did you want to stay on the line, Eleanor, or do you want me to put you on hold so you can listen?
Oh, you could just put me on hold. If I have to jump back in, I'll push that magic button.
Okay. All right. Then I'll put
All
you
right.
back on hold.
Okay.
All right. That's my sister in crime, Eleanor Lynch, from the SJF music team that I'm a part of. So I'm so grateful that she called in. She's an amazing, supportive person, you know, not only to me, but to the whole SJF team. Now I'm going to play another track by an artist that was one of the first artists that we started playing, 2 years ago. This is Darian Dean out of New York with his, let's see, I'm going to play The Road.
It's time to leave, packed up all my favorite things. Storms could come my way, bring clouds, I'm not afraid, 'cause I believe this will be my destiny. Storms are sending down rain, also bring winds of change. Finally, feel like I can spread my wings. Destination's clear, though my flight's been delayed. So time and time again, I found to watch your feet come off the ground. You can't help but find the strength to break loose from the chains that held you from your dreams. All my voice,
Righteous Music Media Group, and his mentor, Miles Anthony. His mentor, his manager, Miles Anthony, is my mentor. He has just helped me grow so much in this industry and connecting me with people and just making sure that I'm a part of some of the behind-the-scenes publications of information that's coming out in the industry, and just so very, very supportive to me and what I do. So I'm blessed that 2 years ago, Miles Anthony reached out to me about playing Darian's music on my radio show. And let me tell you, that artist is just making moves. You know, he's open for some big acts. He's won the Budweiser Fest. He's been on BET 106 and Park. I mean, he's just really, really making some moves. So there's just much love to Darian Dean and Miles Anthony out there in New York. I am going to, okay, I'm going to bring him in. I didn't know if he was going to actually raise his hand. Mr. L.A., how are you?
What's going on, Flay?
I was wondering.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you so much, my darling. I was going to actually bring you in. I didn't know if you'd raise your hand or not. So I was just going to like, okay, I'm going to click his line and make him talk. What a wonderful surprise. So this is L.A. This is who I started out my radio shows with 2 years ago. If it was not for him, I would not be doing these radio shows. You know, you were the one that pushed, you know, to get us on the air, and look at it, 2 years later, I'm still doing it, L.A.
Hey, you keep it pushing, you know, that's great. You know, I thank you for the kind words, but at the end of the day, it's all you, though, you know. You kept it going, so, you know, I applaud you for that. Keep doing your thing.
I appreciate it. You know what, it was kind of rough in the beginning because I was like, okay, what do I even say? And it wasn't something that I was used to doing. And you were so quiet, you didn't help a sister out or anything, you know, unless you got into one of your moods, you know, where you wanted to share and all. And so it was like, you know, I think back then, I don't know, you know, what I was thinking or whatever, but, you know, 2 years later, I mean, obviously I'm still here. I'm getting pretty good at talking to myself.
It was all new, though, you know. It was new for both of us. So, you know, we went in there, you know, side by side. We jumped in, you know, not really. You know, what I, you know, liked about it was because, you know, it was no script, you know what I'm saying? Most of the stuff that we did was off the cuff, you know, you was doing it from your house, I was doing it from my house, so, you know, it wasn't no rehearsals or nothing like that. So with that said, I think we did a damn good job, you know, just, you know, coming up with the concepts and just going with the flow, as they say. So, you know, so, you know, with that, like I say, I wanted to call in and, you know, say happy anniversary to you, you know what I'm saying?
And I'm so happy.
I'm glad you.
This sincerely is a wonderful surprise to have you call in.
Well, you know, it wouldn't have been right if I, you know, hadn't, you know. It wouldn't have been right, so, you know. Actually, I was just scrolling on the phone. I was like, oh, because I knew it was Tuesday, but it just slipped my mind because, you know, I'm dealing with, like, helping my son with homework and what have you. So I was just like, oh, let me call in. Call in and just, you know. But, yeah, so how you been? How everything going?
You know what? This has grown so much, L.A. you know, in the 2 years that I never in my life would have even guessed, and I'm sure that you probably wouldn't have guessed it either, you know, that I've actually total have had 5 other radio stations reached out to me to become a part of their station. I am still going to be working with Dwayne out there at Soul City Radio. You know, he's still wanting me on board with him, but also, you know, I'm on board, you know, with Celine over there in London, that mm-hmm. you also are connected with, you know, and she to do a show on Reading's Radio. And then Cedric James reached out to me to join hands with him on KLSL Liquid Soul to do a show. And he supports the mainstream artists. You know, I'll continue supporting the underground independent artists, but he is also willing to listen to some of the artists that I support. And if they're quality that he feels could blend in with the mainstream that he supports, he's going to do that.
Oh, that's good.
And that particular station also has the ability of paying out royalties. And so, and then there's 2 other stations. I have not, you know, committed to them as of yet because I just need to get the other stations, you know, really going and seeing how I work this out. And, of course, amongst, you know, all of this, my computer, you know, went down.
Not the Pink Panther, huh?
It went down as soon as all these other stations wanted me to join them. My computer went down. But luckily, TC is coming to my rescue, and he's talked to Cedric James about what I really need to get this up and going, and he's got a computer that he's putting together with the programs that Cedric told him I need and the capabilities. So that's going to be coming over to me this week.
Okay.
So I'm really excited. So, yeah, so it's not just going to be Flava News Radio where the artist can be heard, but depending on the quality of their production and sound, they'll also have the opportunity to be heard on other stations. And if they're top quality, then they'll go to either KLSL. If they're hip-hop artists, they'll go to Fat Jams 93.11. And, again, those stations can pay out royalties. So I'm really, really excited.
That's great.
Yeah.
Kept it pushing. Like we said. Yep.
And then Monica Monet, I don't know if you paid attention to me, you know, online, but Monica Monet is an artist out of Jacksonville, Florida.
Uh-huh.
She really, really loves Black Stacks and Delton, and mm-hmm. she's gonna be coming out to Seattle to do a mini tour out here and performing with them. So.
That should be good. What time of year is that?
Huh?
Beginning part. When is that? Beginning
it's
of
gonna be, 2012? We hope for March of 2012.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm pretty excited about that. So, yeah, things
great.
Are growing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How's the family?
They're doing good. I'll have to send you a picture of Kimora. She's getting big. She's talking better and everything. Yeah, she's something else. When we watch the I Love My Life video, I point to your stomach, you know, where it says black stuff, not your stomach, your chest. I said, that's Uncle L.A. Of course, they don't show your face, right? But it's like, okay, that's Uncle L.A.
Yeah.
So you'll have to come by sometime and see if she still remembers you.
Yep. That's right. So how have you been overall?
I'm just working hard, you know, hard, trying to stay sane, you know, and everything. So, yeah, I'm doing good, you know, facing life challenges as always, but, you know, still pushing through it and still doing my Lady Flava stuff and amongst it all, so you know how I do it.
Yeah. Now what's up with the bug? You still got the bug? I saw you might have.
No, the bug. Well, the bug's sitting outside my window right now. The motor died.
Man.
It cost $3,500 for a new motor. So yeah, it's sitting out there looking all cute and can't be driven. So it's going to be towed to my nephew's yard.
Oh man.
I know it. What can I say? That's why I say life challenges, L.A., but I still keep pushing through, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
Now, I just have one question for you.
Yeah.
So you miss my cooking, don't you?
Hey, you know the udon and the, what was the other, the chicken and gravy?
And the roast.
Most definitely.
So tell everybody out there that I can cook now.
Oh, yeah. Flav could get down. She could get down. Oh, and the fried cabbage. You can't forget about the fried cabbage, too.
You know you miss my cooking. You might as well just say, yes, you do.
Yeah, I did. Didn't I say that? I missed the cooking. How about that?
Okay.
All right.
And then second, you can say, I miss you. I miss you too, L.A.
I miss you too, Flay. It was a time, man. That was a time. It was genuine. You know, it was real.
I know.
So, you know, I ain't gonna never knock that. That's for sure. The Koshy.
Well, one of these days you'll have to.
The Koshy family treated me well.
Right.
So, you know, how's Pops doing?
He's doing okay. He's, you know, moving slower, but he's doing okay.
All right.
Yeah. So you'll have to come over sometime so I can cook for you.
Sure. It's getting cold, so it might be udon time.
I know, huh? I think it is
going
fine.
Right. Yeah. Right. Well, like I say, I was calling to wish the happy anniversary. You know, I know you have other callers on the line and things of that nature to get to. So,
yeah.
You know, to all everybody who's supported or still supporting us, Flavor News, keep doing it. Flavor's a wonderful person. And she does her work. Hard worker. Nothing bad to say about Flav. So keep doing your thing, Flav. L.A. love you. Keep doing your thing. I'm watching you.
Okay.
All right, now.
All right, give the family my love, and thank you so much, L.A., for calling in.
All right. No problem.
All right. Okay,
all right.
Baby.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, that's my business partner, L.A. He's the reason why I started doing radio shows, so... I'm so excited that he actually called in. Let me take another caller. And all right, John D. Green Sr., how are you? John? Are you there? Are you in hold?
Of course I'm here.
You just muted yourself or something, huh?
Yeah, I did. I was just listening.
So how are you?
I am well. I am calling to say to you, to the Flav, happy anniversary.
Thank you, John. Aren't you going to sing to me?
I thought about giving you my, I call in today to say to you, Lady Flavor, Happy anniversary. It's been a long and arduous 2 years, but at the end of that, you have persevered. Happy anniversary, Lady Flavor.
Oh, my God, you're a fool. You did that pretty good.
I can do the voices. So how do you feel 2 years later?
Yeah, you know what? I'm really happy today. I really am. You know, I've been facing some struggles, and thank God that the internet man got my internet back on today. So
mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, phew. I'm happy now. And you know, I've got to listen to some absolutely beautiful music. You know, some beautiful, beautiful music. So, man, you know. What could I say? So, you know what? Since you're on the line and you gave me the go-ahead, correct? I have the go-ahead, right?
You have the go-ahead. That's straight from the top, man.
Okay, I have the go-ahead. I am going to debut a piece that John D. Green Sr. has just created, and Stephen Jerome Ferguson sprinkled his magic on it, and I'm going to debut it tonight. I have another piece that I'm going to be debuting tonight out of the SJF Music Camp, but this is by John D. Green Sr., and it's called Tribal Mental Cleanse. Did I say that right, John?
Yeah, you said it right. This is a...
All right. Tribal Mental Cleanse. And I'll give you some feedback on what my thoughts are on this track when I first listened to it. But here we go. Tribal Mental Cleanse by John D. Green Sr., and I got to debut that tonight on my anniversary show. John shared this with me yesterday. I'm going to say yesterday and or the day before. Well, I guess it maybe it's been 2 days ago. And when I first listened to it, I thought, oh, my gosh, this is so intense. Like, my first reaction was, like, this is when – this is a piece you listen to when you're just, your heart is racing and beating and you're kind of frustrated and you're angry and it's just kind of aggressive and all of that. And I'm like, okay, this is a song for when you're in a certain mood. And then I listened to it again when Steven sent it to me, and it was like, you know, I guess maybe my mood had changed today, and so I was like, you know, it felt like it was a motivational piece, like get up and get moving, you know, flavor or whatever. And so that's the thing that I love about art, John, is that it can take on a different flavor depending on the listener, the one experiencing the art's mood, you know. And so it went from one, you know, type of feeling yesterday for me to a different type of feeling today.
Absolutely. It's after I heard what Steven had added to the magic, it instantly became my brush off the nonsense song. That's mm-hmm. what I put on when I'm brushing off everything that is submarginal at best in my world. I put that on. That's my brush off the nonsense track now. So it's my new anthem for a while.
Right. I totally feel you on that. I am so excited that I got to debut it on the show tonight. You know, I was like, okay, well, if it's not meant for me to do, okay, I'll be a big girl. I'll accept it, you know, with my lip poked out just a little bit. But, you know, I was so excited.
We got the last minute okay from the big man, SJS himself. Put the okay on it. So I guess everybody was in sync today. I'm very excited,
right,
too, because I've been sitting, I'll be honest with you, I've listened to it maybe 7 times since
okay.
it's been brought up to a professional standard. And I got to tell you, man, that bass line is driving. I thoroughly enjoy it. I enjoy it more. You know, because I have something to listen to that I didn't do. That's part of the song.
Okay, so, interesting. Okay, beautiful. I understand. I cannot wait. Here shortly, I'm going to debut the other piece, and you know I'm so excited about this piece, too. But I'm going to hold off a few minutes. You know, I'm going to bring your brother in Seattle in.
Okay.
He's got his hand raised. All right, Jace from Black Stacks.
Hey. I was thinking about singing. And then I started listening to all these great vocalists on the air. So I said, I can't sing It's Your Anniversary because I can't sing. Then I thought about singing Happy Birthday. And I said, well, wait a minute. John D. Green is on the air. Let me be quiet and let John do the singing. But now John won't even sing. So all I'm going to do then is chime in and say, Happy Anniversary, Lady Flavor. Congratulations on your second year at Flavor News. And we're so happy, happy, happy to have you on the air.
Oh, that was nice. Uh-oh. A moment of silence.
Hello?
Man, wait, here you go, Clay.
Well, how you doing, my brother?
My brother, I am well.
I hear you. I don't know what happened to Lady Flavor. I heard her getting a little emotional. You know, I know she was waiting for me to sing tonight, so I don't know if that just made her get quiet or what, but I think she just got quiet on us for a second.
Yeah, she might have to recompose, take a little minute for her, you know. So how you doing, though?
I'm doing fabulous. I'm sitting here listening to some music, kind of reminiscing a little bit about the start of this show. And how everything jumped off and how everything has grown for her, you know, in the last 2 years. And just so proud and honored and humbled to be a part of it and to meet people like you and Steven, Jerome Ferguson, and all the rest of the artists that have, chimed in tonight. How you feeling?
Brother, I'm doing good. I was thinking about some of our conversations that have stemmed from this very show. I just, when you called in, you know, that all those good memories come flooding back, you know. So I was just sitting here, I'm thinking the same thing, you know, like it was a lot of great unions that were started from this show, you know, from Lady Flavor, you know. Cause this anniversary show has many good, positive meanings for a lot of us, you know.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Good times. good time.
That's right. And, you know, it's very interesting because, you know, a lot of times I was talking to my daughter today. It's very reflective of this show because I was talking to my daughter today about, you know, a lot of times when people come in and start putting their spin on things and their take on things, you really miss the genuineness of how things were put together. And I remember the first time me and you got together on a round table, and I got a chance to listen to you speak and just talk about your passion and through your knowledge and through your actual skill about what you were doing with your music and how, you know, being in the Michigan area and having a family and all that affected you and really has helped you grow into the man that you are. And I just go back and I was telling her about how, you know, a lot of times when things are created, it was the emotion that created it. It has no definition. It wasn't done on purpose. It wasn't done for a certain reason. It was done for the actual love. And I know, you know, with Lady Flavor, that's the one. That's one of the most genuine things about her is that she does what she does for the artist, genuinely and strictly for the love and the support of the art.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So it's just good. It's good that me and you are on here today. Like I said, I don't know what happened to her.
Right. We'll give her a minute to recompose, and we'll just carry on, you know.
That's right. Well, it was good to hear that new music, by the way, if I can get my 2 cents.
Thank you, my brother. I've been fortunate enough to link up with SJF Music, you know, Stephen Jerome Ferguson, and I say this in all confidence that my music has definitely taken a turn for the better. I truly believe it.
Beautiful.
All around blessings, brother.
Well, you know, I mean, you with a solid man right there. You know, there's two solid brothers coming together. You know, we kind of expect greatness. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Nothing less will be accepted, absolutely.
Yes, sir.
Mm.
Yes, sir.
But I see that Black Stacks is soldiering on, that forward movement.
Oh, you know, I mean, we're definitely doing that. You know, we're recording some new music, like you working on new music. We record new music. We're daily trying to put some thought into, you know, how our music can be beneficial as opposed to adversarial. And like you said, sometimes you got to brush some things off. You know, you got your vibe of brushing things off. We got ours as well. It ain't as creative as a title, but we got ours as well. And you know, it just we'll continue to do this as long as we're blessed. You know,
Jay, so are you liking that title, brother? Is that it? Did you like that title?
I like that title.
You like it? So that's what's happening, man. We like to welcome everybody to the Flavor News Radio. This is the second anniversary for Flavor News Radio. She's been on the air for 2 years supporting indie and underground artists. In her absence, you have Jay from Black Stacks and myself, John G. Green Sr. So we're just going to keep on keeping on, in the words of Black Stacks, forward movement until Flavor makes her triumphant return in a few moments.
Yes, indeed. And like I said, it's a pleasure to be here representing Lady Flavor and being able to share a voice and music and message and purpose with Lady Flavor and her being able to support those that she loves and have come to be family. Like you said, I'm on the air with John D. Green Sr. out in Michigan from Black Stacks out here in the Northwest. And for all those other worldwide listeners, you know, what a great experience to be here on the second anniversary of the Flavor News Radio Show.
Absolutely. So if anybody want to, you know, open up the chat room and put a fond memory of your beginnings and your humble meetings of Lady Flavor, now will be the time. The chat rooms are open for your expressions and fond thoughts about Lady Flavor in the last 2 years. So please feel free to type away.
Well, you mean I could go in there and tell some secrets too, then?
Oh man, well, let's keep it clean, brother. But no, I'm just saying. Knowing Lady Flavor, she might be on a bare all mood right now, so you never know.
That's right.
But she's definitely excited, and we're excited. I mean, you know, on the series, Lady Flavor has opened some amazing doors for some very deserving Indian underground artists. Brother Flavor has been very instrumental in the progression of a lot of artists, and I don't just mean musicians, you know, and performing artists such as ourselves, but artists in other areas. Flavor has been more than instrumental in a lot of furthering of careers of very deserving Indian underground artists. You know, I just wanted to mention that, especially that she's not on the air right this second to humble it down.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm back.
Don't tell too much.
Uh-oh.
Hold on. Shh.
I have no idea what happened. I was, like, talking, and then all of a sudden it all went blank, and I couldn't hear anything. But then I called in from my cell phone, but for some reason it didn't show up. And, yeah, I have no idea, but, you know. So what wonderful things were you saying while I disappeared?
We left. Me and Jake broke out, went and got a sandwich. We went to Jimmy John's while you were gone, you know.
I had to check out some things, so I don't know, I think it was just air.
Yeah, dead
space.
Blank
air?
Elevator music.
I know y'all are talkers, so I know you all pulling my legs because y'all was having a good old conversation with each other.
Well, you know that was going to happen. I mean, you had the perfect time to cut out. With me and John on the phone, I think you were in good hands, you know?
Right. How convenient was that, right? That was very convenient absence.
I guess it was, huh?
It was.
Actually, I was really listening. I just wanted to see what y'all was saying about me.
Oh, well, we didn't mean any of the bad stuff.
That's right.
Okay.
None of that.
We take this opportunity to recant and retract any and all negative statements that may have been made on the Flavor News Radio Show during the second anniversary.
That's right. But, you know, Flav, I got to, and I would love to chat along a little longer. I got to get on a phone conference. And I just really, like I was telling John, I really feel very humbled and honored to be a part of your family. But even more importantly, be a part of your network that you have, like John was just stating as you chimed in, have put a lot of artists in contact with each other, not just musicians and not just performing artists, but, you know, from writers to graphic design to business minds to, you know, many, many, many different aspects of art. And you have brought a lot of people together. And, you know, I don't know what more to say. Except for that, you know, Black Stacks really loves and appreciates Lady Flavor. We will always be on your side and in your corner because we know you will do the same for us. And we are very humbled and honored to be considered part of your family. And we will continue to share, as long as you allow us to share what we create with the world and hopefully the world will continue to give us feedback. So we want to thank you for the opportunity of, you know, you were the first network and radio station to play I Love My Life, which took a life of its own. It's a great statement, and I think it speaks a lot to you and your family, is that, you know, you have all shown love through this process of development for each of us as artists. And I just want to say thank you, you know, from the most deepest part of my soul. I really do want to say thank you, and I'm so happy that you've been here 2 years. Now stay another 20, and I'll be a lot happy.
I know you're so busy, Jace. I know, and I appreciate you taking out time, you know, to call in. And, you know, you are my family. You are my brother, and, you know, you are my colleague. And I think this is an amazing relationship, you know, that you and I have, and I feel extremely blessed. And, you know, you're one of those people that I told you this a while back, you know, are you ready to be an elder? Jace, you're an elder. You know, people listen. It's kind of like E.F. Hutton talks, you know, everybody listens. When Jace E. Cage talks, you know, everybody listens, because you're always spitting wisdom. If it's not just in your music, you know, in what you do with Black and Lisa, you know, but just when you speak, period, you know, you are a wise, wise man. And so I thank you. Black Stacks makes this easy, you know what I mean? John D. Green Sr. makes this easy. The artist that I play on my show makes this easy, what I do. And when I do go through my trials and tribulations as Lady Flava, I have you guys to fall back on that says this is why I do what I do. So, you know, I appreciate all the accolades and everything that are being spoken in regards to me. But you know what? The reality is I would be nothing without you guys. You know what I mean? I wouldn't be Lady Flava. I wouldn't have Flava News. I wouldn't have Flava News Radio if it wasn't for great talents like you guys. So I applaud you guys, and I thank you so very much for allowing me to play a role in your lives.
Well, on that note, I'm going to give you the, I don't know if this is, yay, hello, it's your anniversary, Flay. We're going to party like it's your anniversary, Flay. Much love to SJF Music. Much love to Monica Monet, DeLon, Delton Sun, Lady Taz, Fear Crew, the rest of Black Stacks. It's none but love, Flav, and I'm out of here.
All right, darling. Thank you so much.
The Jace from Black Stacks, baby.
Yeah, that's what's up. Well, I'm going to bring in your other brother, John.
Bring him in.
All right, Stephen Jerome Ferguson.
All right, stop what you're doing, because I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you used to. I look funny.
Uh-oh.
But, yo, I'm making money, see. So, whole world, I hope you're ready for me. Now, gather around. I'm the new fool in town, and my sound's laid down by the underground. What's up, lady? How you doing?
That's so funny. He went way back in the roller jacket and got that, boy.
Ooh, can we expect a recording like that soon?
Nope. Happy anniversary to you, sweetheart.
Thank you so much. You know, I knew tonight that, you know, if my family just showed up, it was like, it would make it like all worthwhile. I was sitting here sweating bullets earlier, like, okay, cable man, get my internet back on. I don't care about the TV or the phone. Just get the internet back on. So
we'd have found a way to do it. If we had to send smoke signals from city to city, we'd have found a way to do the show.
Do some patch cord stuff or something like that.
Yeah, there you go.
You know what turned out to happen? You know, this is just like how human error is. It turned out that my neighbor upstairs is moving, and he's actually out there in the dark moving stuff into the U-Haul truck right now. They're moving, and when the cable guy went out there today, the line for my unit was labeled apartment 921, and I'm in 911. And so what probably happened is because the guys are moving upstairs, they turned off my internet because it was labeled 921. Because it took him like 10 minutes when he came out today. The guy came out last night, and he couldn't figure out what was wrong. The guy today said he was new, and maybe he wouldn't have ever figured it out or whatever. But it was like, he's like, it was all labeled wrong in the box outside, and I'm like, oh, my goodness, this is like, okay, crazy. I wanted to jump up and down and just be all excited, you know, that this man got it on. Whatever the problem was, he got it on before the show today. So, yay for me. So, I'm excited. I can't believe I've been on the air 2 years. You know, these 2 years have gone by very, very fast from the time that L.A. and I started doing the shows. Back then it was called The Mosaic Show with Flav in L.A. to, you know, now. The time has gone by really, really quickly, and, you know, it's just like even thinking about being the first person to play I Love My Life. You know, that came out 2 years ago. And the beautiful thing about that, and that's one of the things I was talking about earlier in the show, is that, you know, art should be, you know, created where it is timeless, you know, that you can continue playing it years and years and years after the first point that it was just heard, you know, and that if there's still a relevance that still can be loved and appreciated, you know, years after the fact. And you know, it's really interesting to think about even just that. You know, I Love My Life has been out 2 years. You know, All My Love by Robert G. has been out 2 years. And, you know, The Road by Darian Dean, or, you know, Yidam Sex Song, or Mike Mack and Harlem Song. You know, they've all been out 2 years. And I still think that even listening to their music today on the show, as I played, it was like, you know what, I'm still digging this today 2 years later. So I think that's how art should be approached, is where, you know, it can be appreciated years and years after the fact. What do you think, you guys?
Well, if you look at what a lot of historians do, you know, like when people discover ancient civilizations and all that, one of the first things they look at is the artwork that that civilization produced. And the artwork tells a lot about how the people were and how they lived and how they thought and what they believed in. And, you know, we can make a lot of things. You know, we can make, you know, stuff to fly in the air. We can make, you know, cars that talk to us and all that good stuff. But sooner or later, all that stuff is going to break down. But art has the potential to last forever.
Right.
It could be somebody 1,000 years from now be digging in a hole and find a Stephen Jerome Ferguson CD and try to figure out a way to play it and say, man, this dude had it going on, or something like that.
Huh. Isn't that something, try to find a way to play it? Like, what will the technology look like, you know,
yeah,
in the future? I mean, it's changed so much, you know, thinking back on, you know, 8-tracks and cassettes from 33s to 45s, you know, and all of that. It's like, what will it look like now, you know, in the future? I still have never gotten an iPod, you know, so I'm still behind the scenes. The scenes, the time, whatever. I'm still behind. I don't even know how you're even supposed to say it, huh? That's how behind I am, so. Yeah.
Yeah, but
what can I say?
There's a lot about us, you know. And,
2 years.
I know. This is just like, you know, I'm looking forward to the future, you know. And as you guys both know, I've dealt with some mess in this industry, you know. And, you know, and like I was just saying, I mean, just my foundation of like you and, you know, you, John, and Stephen, and Jace, and Monica, and all, my foundation of what keeps me doing this, you know. I can always count on you guys showing up on the phone line or in the chat room, and I just know that you're there. And I'm going to be really honest with you guys. There's such a comfort for me when I see the family show up, you know what I mean, when I do the shows. It's like, you know, it's almost like, you know, God's sending my angels, you know, and they got my back or whatever. So, I mean, you guys really make this work worthwhile for me, you know, when I feel down and hurt or discouraged, you know, in doing what I do. You know, every day when I wake up, you know, I do sincerely give thanks for you guys, you know, because you make this work for me. This isn't just about me. You know, it's not like I just get on the radio and talk to myself or talk to whomever may call in or whatever. You know, it's so much more than that. And I feel so very, very blessed, you know, to have this opportunity to share the flavors of some absolutely amazing talents such as both of you.
If you ever feel down, all you got to do is play that song that John just did. Well, that thing, if that don't pump you,
that's something else. I know when I heard it for the first time yesterday, I want to say yesterday or 2 nights ago, I thought, you know what, this just felt angry. This just felt like, you know, something you put together when you're just you're just, you know, your heart is just pumping and your adrenaline's going and you're just frustrated and you're angry. But as I listened to it today, Stephen, when you sent me the track, I thought, you know what, it made me feel like motivated. Like this was a motivational song, and I thought, that was pretty cool for me, because when I originally listened to it, I thought, okay, this is a song I can only listen at a certain time, depending on that mood. I have to be in that mood, like I just really want to feed into my frustration and anger. And then I listened to it again today, and I thought, you know what, this is one of those, like, kick yourself in the butt, flavor, get moving, you know, stop procrastinating, don't whine, you know you're blessed and this and that. And so, yeah, it's powerful. It's so fast moving, and you can feel, you know, the intensity to it. You can feel the passion in it. And so, yeah, I was like, oh, I can't play it until November 5th.
I'm gonna tell you a little secret about this song. Okay, and don't tell John. John, don't listen. But when John sent it to me, I listened to like the first 10 seconds of it, and I knew exactly what I wanted to do with it. I mean, there was no doubt in my mind whatsoever. I could have had that thing finished in like 20 minutes, but.
Mm.
I said, no, I'm gonna have to wait, because I don't want John to think I'm a miracle worker or something like that.
Too late.
But that was just one of those pieces where you just listen to the first few notes of it, and it just grabs you. You know, it just grabs you and won't let you go until it's over with. It's an amazing piece. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. And props, man, because I've heard some keyboard players before in my day, and you have something that I get the feeling you're trying to forget some stuff on the keyboard that some people are still trying to figure out.
It's funny. My wife, she says, you know, y'all, you're doing this, you're doing that, whatever. But then I got, you know, other people in my world, in my camp, when we start talking about SJF music, you know, I say you find your place. Because and I'm not saying we are the only ones, but, well, yeah, I am. Who cares about anybody else? No, I'm just kidding. But there's we compose and we arrange music. So we hear things, I think, in a different way. To be working this closely with someone like Steven, where he can also hear it. He can hear, as a matter of fact, this brother hears angles that I don't hear. I have to listen to things and catch the backbeat or the dispositional beat or the tone of different tracks in order to say, oh, well, if that's the tone, then I can do this. But we hear things in such a way because we are writers and composers and arrangers, and it changes the dynamics of music. So to put a piece of that complexity in the hands of Steven, it seems simple between us, because that's the way you think when you're used to writing and you're used to composing and arranging every single note and chord progression for a track. So when he took it and did his thing, I thought, wow. And it went all out the window, and then it was just a childish, I need to learn to play bass. So you go from this, you know, highly complex thought process of chord structuring and arrangement to this very childish, I should be playing bass like that, you know, and that's me. You know, I go from deeply intellectually complex music structures to, man, I could play bass like that, because the brother laid it down, and I listened to it maybe 7-8 times, and each time it was better, you know. Every time it's just a little better for me. I'm like, this is insane. I love it. I see Liz on the line. You better be listening, Liz, because you have to pick up that bass now. You heard what he did, so better step up your game. I have to send you out to Kansas for a while. Sit down with the master over there.
So Liz plays the bass?
Oh, yeah. Liz is a bassist,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Sweet.
Very cool.
We'll have to call Stephen Pai Mei, and she'll have to be Uma Thurman. Remember how they sent Uma Thurman over there to train under Pai Mei?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, mm-hmm. Send her to Kansas for 6 months.
You're funny. You know, we got another caller on the line, so let me open up their line. All right, Chicago caller, is this the cloak?
Of course it is, Lady Flavor. What's good?
What's good, my friend?
I'm good. Just had to stop in and, you know, listen to the show, as well as say happy second anniversary to you. I wasn't around for the first, but I am around for the second.
You know, I was just thinking, to Cloak, did I even do anything for my first anniversary? I don't even remember. You know, I'm going to have to scroll back through my archives, because, you know what, I think I probably just let that one slip on by.
Well, I'm glad you definitely decided to do a show for your second.
Yeah.
I really appreciate the love and support that you have showed to me as an artist, as well as my camp.
Well, I think that you're, you know, I really do. I think that you're doing some amazing things to Cloak, and I appreciate your style. And the interesting thing is about you is it really kind of made me look at the fact that I wonder if there's different styles from depending on the regions. And I get a feeling that there is a different style depending on what area you come from. When I think about the Pacific Northwest hip-hop, you know, sound, it kind of goes one way. And then when I listen to, like, East Coast sound from New York and then, like, dropping down to the southeast part, I think there's a difference between the two sounds there. And then, you know, going into Chicago, I call you a Chicago sound. I know you're in Minneapolis, Minnesota, or wherever you are now. But I think it's, like, a very, like, aggressive sound. What do you think about me saying that?
I can honestly say there is a different sound as far as hip-hop from every region. I think every region has their own sound and their own idea of what hip-hop sounds like. But in all honesty, you know, that's been the hip-hop culture since the very beginning. Like, a lot of people be like, well, most hip-hop all sounds the same. I'm like, no, it doesn't. I'm like, really sit down and listen to different artists, where they're from, their speech patterns, what they consider hip-hop, and you'll see that the sounds are very different. Now, me, myself, I've embraced every sound, whether it's the kind of like the throwback sample sound, you know, people taking music that's like way before our time or whatever, and, you know, using chord progressions and things of that nature to, you know, build something new. It's, you know, it's just different. Like, Chicago is more of a, you know, we have our own, you know, we have our own ideas of what we want our music to sound like. So it's more of, you know, a lot less of the throwback sample sound to the more, you know, actually being musicians, you know, actually being, you know, producers, arrangers, you know, composers and things of that nature. Like, I know of a lot of artists and producers in Chicago that I've very good at what they do, but they don't really get the shine because they're not considered major, or that sound is not what the mainstream is looking for. But in all honesty, to me, it's great music.
Right. And I don't know if you heard me talking about it. I think you've been on the line long enough that you heard me talking about the fact that I think, you know, playing music that I introduced on air 2 years ago, to me, 2 years later, there's still a relevance to it. And I just really, you know, I think that that's the way art should be experienced, that,
right,
you know, just because you buy a CD, you know, of an artist 5 years ago doesn't mean that you can't pop it in, you know, today and still enjoy
right.
it. And I think that's how art should be experienced, you know. I could honestly tell you that there is some music that I've received. I received an older CD of an artist, a local artist out here, and you can definitely tell that there's a time, you know, that
yeah, yeah.
it was created just from the musical background and just kind of how her voice goes and everything. So that is, you definitely can tell the era that it came from. But a lot of the music that I play and I listen to, you can't really tell, you know, that it was made, you know, years back. So.
Yeah, I think some of us, you know, even though everything is pretty much fast-paced nowadays, you know, internet and everything else like that, there are still many mm-hmm. like myself who, you know, we like to go back to certain songs and listen. Like, it's been years since that song's been out. And, you know, it's just that it has that timeless feel. Like, it's something that we'll always listen to because, you know, it's just timeless.
Definitely. Definitely. Well, I so appreciate you calling in to Cloak and sharing this night with me and my other family. I feel very, very blessed. You know, it's, you know, as I was trying to put out on Facebook, you know, this show and the shows that I do, it's not about me, you know, even though I've gotten pretty good at just talking, right, on air. but it's definitely more so about, you know, being able to shine the light on, you know, some amazing talents. And there's so many avenues out there. You know, there's, you know, people are creating shows all the time. There's, you know, people that are, you know, buying 24-hour radio stations, online radio stations to play the music and, you know, blog talk radio, you know, whatever. There's so many ways to be heard and so many people now stepping up to support. I think there's enough, you know, people to not enough people to do it, but I'm saying that there's enough room for all of us. And I'm just happy to be just one, you know, just one of those people, you know, because I'm not the only one out there, you know, recognizing the talents. And I'm just blessed to have a following globally. You know, so I'm excited. You know, TC's come through with the computer system, and I hope to have that this week. And I'm thrilled, you know, because he talked to Cedric James from KLSL Liquid Soul to find out exactly what I needed, and I guess he's got it. And so I should be up and going and, you know, being able to put out and start the new stations, you know, here very, very soon. So I'm thrilled about that. So then I can take you guys' sound, you know, much further than what I do here at Flava News Radio.
Well, you take us pretty far. I mean, you know, really be humble and really just, you know, kind of get away from all the stuff that we talk about, that I've talked about on your show and everything else like that. You have really, really been a very beneficial radio host in my career, as well as many others. I don't know if anybody said that, but you know, I have to say it personally for myself because of you. Now, you know, people, you know, those in Pacific Northwest know who I am, as well as the West Coast as a whole. So, okay. You know, I'm very appreciative. Me and my camp is very, very, very much appreciative of your support.
Well, you know, artists like yourself, you know, it makes it easy. You know, like
right.
I was telling John and Stephen, you know, it's sincerely. When you get to connect with artists such as, you know, as you guys, it makes it really easy to support you. And because of also your personalities and attitudes, it makes it easy. You know, because it's not just about the talent. You know, it's also about the personality and all of that. That, you know, it. You know, in the very beginning, LA will tell you this, you know, in the very beginning of when I started doing the radio shows, it was like all about, like, I'm just so excited about, like, waving my leopard pom-poms for you. And I really didn't pay that close attention to the production of the tracks. And I'm still okay with that because I really believe that, you know, everybody needs to start somewhere if this is what their dream is.
Right.
You know, but then as time progressed and as I, you know, have gotten involved with producers and more quality artists and engineers and you know, all of this, you know, and have had the opportunity to have conversations around how they hear a track compared to how I hear a track, I've learned a lot. I've grown, in-house. Sometimes there's times, honestly, Stephen and John and DeCloak, I wish that I could go back and kind of just be like this fan and not be so critical. You know, because sometimes...
Good luck with that.
Right, yeah, right, yeah.
I thought I could say good luck with that.
Right. Because once you know the level of quality that's expected, it's like, yeah.
and it makes it really hard, you know, when I'm getting something that is just, you know, subpar. You know, it's like, man, I really appreciate the fact that, you know, you are just really doing this. You know, I don't know how you're recording this, you know, or whatever, or, you know, have you ever talked about to the beat maker because it's not really quite flowing right, or, you know, and stuff, and trying to find my, you know, a nicer way of, like, telling them it's really not well done. Is now become the challenge, because it used to be, oh, I love it. Oh, thank you. Just, yeah, send it to me. I'll play it, right? And it's like, I actually have gotten to the point. I have a buddy out in here in Seattle who is actually, he's a hip-hop artist. He's offered to screen hip-hop artists for me.
I definitely agree with that. I definitely agree with that.
He was like, I said, well, can you also screen the attitudes too? Because it's not this is not the talent. Can you screen the attitudes too? Because it's like, you know what, some of this is such a challenge for me. And you know, I'm still going to, I've made up my mind I am going to do the hip-hop, Let's Talk About Hip-Hop show, because I just, you know, I just really want to hear what people have to say. And I hope that a variety of, you know, hip-hop talents will call in. But, yeah, it's, you know, even in that, hip hop still, DeCloak, is, it's exciting to me. It's so extremely challenging to me, and it gives me a headache sometimes, you know what, but it's something I think, I love a challenge, you know,
right.
And so it's like, I'm a sucker. I still want to try to figure this out and understand. And so I don't give up on it yet. I'll be honest with you. Sometimes I want to throw in the towel. I'm like, okay, I'm only going to play Black Stacks, and I'm only going to play DeCloak, and I'm only going to play, you know, Ronnie Run, and that's it, you know?
Right. Yeah, I definitely understand. I think people are, you know, a lot of artists new and seasoned, you know, a lot of us still need to learn that humility factor. That's the best way I can say that with a straight face. And really understand that, you know, there are qualifications in on certain radio stations. There is a par and subpar thing when it comes to recording and everything else like that. And this is an exercise that I've actually told a lot of younger artists to start doing, because I see nobody really, you know, saying this to them. I'm like, place your favorite mainstream artist CD up against something that you recorded or worked on. And I was like, you would be able to tell the difference right there, because that mainstream artist went to a real studio, paid obscene amounts of money to get that, you know, to get that entire disc mastered. They didn't cut any corners. They didn't try to, you know, cheat someone out of their money or try to hustle them to do a quality recording for them. They put up the money for it to be quality work. So it's like, you know, as I'm, you know, even with seasoned artists, you know, they be like, well, how did you get this sound? How come this sound so crisp or clear or whatever? And I'm like, man, I paid the money. I don't cut corners. This is my art and I love it. I'll say that. This is my art and I love it, but I am also a businessman. And if you're my listener, if you're my public, if you're in my network of people who are my fans, believers, you know, whatever you want to call them, the
the same respect that they have for me is the respect that I have for them. So I'm never going to put anything out that's less than proper quality.
Right. I totally get you. Well, you know, there's only 18 minutes left in the show streaming live. So this may go past the live streaming. So if anybody wants to call in, and you don't have to raise your hand by hitting that one button, you can just call in and listen. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. If you do want to talk, just hit the one button, and I will definitely bring you in. DeCloak, I don't know if you want to stay on the line, but I want to play a piece. I am so excited about playing this piece and debuting it on my show tonight. I'm going to claim this piece because I put it out to the universe, and I really kind of put it out to Stephen and John and all, that I want a piece called that had Leopard in it, and they did it for me. And I get to debut it on my show tonight. So this piece is called Leopard Jam, and it is created by John D. Green Sr., Stephen Jerome Ferguson, Paul Ferguson, and Stephen. Somebody else is on this too?
The original concept came up with a piece that DeLon was doing. And we were working on his piece, and I was kind of working on this one in the background. And you can actually blame John for this piece, because when I asked him to send me the keyboard piece for DeLon's piece, he sent me that. And he also sent me this piece that's in this jam, too. It was kind of like on the end of the recording. And I don't know if he meant to send it or not, but it was just the right piece to go in there. And it came out pretty sharp. I got some horn players out of my area here in Kansas City, some guys that they've been around the block for a little bit, a couple of guys that played for like LTD and done some work on some of Stevie Wonder's albums and all that. And it's a couple, two or three people put their foot into this one, and I hope you guys dig it. Really do.
You're going to love it. I was
so
thrilled.
So from what I've heard so far, you brothers definitely put it down. So, you know, I'm excited to hear it as well.
All right. So here it goes. This is for me. I'm going to claim it, Stephen. This one's for
me.
It is called Leopard Jam. Okay, I'm proud to say that's my piece. It's called Leopard Jam, created by Stephen Jerome Ferguson, John D. Green Sr., and Paul Ferguson, sprinkled in with some other amazing talents to create that piece. So what you think, the cloak?
I think it was awesome. Definitely enjoyed that track.
Yeah, thank you, brother. Yeah. Appreciate it.
No problem. No problem at all.
That's pretty hot. I'm just like, I was so excited when I got to hear it, you know, finished and all of that. And yeah, that was hot. That was hot.
That's one of those put you in a good mood right before bedtime.
There you go. Before we go any further, let me bring in another caller. She's been on the line for a minute. Welcome to the second year anniversary of Flava News Radio, Miss Leah.
Yes. How are you doing?
Oh, no.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
It just got
brighter
over here.
Well, of course, I've been busy, you know, but I've been trying to, you know, listen in and, you know, try to, you know, I mean, put things to the side and then try to listen in. So I know you're going off the air, but I just had to just pop in for a minute and say, you know, just thanks for everything that you, you know, have done, you know, for me, playing my tracks. And I just think you're a wonderful woman and very detailed person, and you're just amazing, and you're just fit for what you're doing. You know, I don't run into too many people that I say that about, you know, but, you know, I think you were created for what you're doing, and so, and you do it well, and I have always said that.
You have. You've been an amazing support, you know, for me in the short amount of time that I've known you, and I'm very, you know, grateful for that. You know, you encourage me, you know, even in my time of being frustrated and hurt and down and all of that, you know, but it's interesting that you said, you know, I'm about to choke, so let me drink some water right quick. I want to make some really horrible noises here to get this tickle out of my throat, but...
Are you okay over there, right?
Okay. Yeah. No.
Okay.
Come help me,
you can't be going out right now, you know.
No.
We still need you.
Well, you know, I don't know what happened to me. Obviously, I went out earlier in the show. It just all of a sudden went dark. No.
Oh, no.
Okay. So let me try this again. But, you know, trying to figure out what a person's journey is supposed to look like, I have to tell you, I couldn't ever guess I would do radio in my life. You know, ever in my life breathing would I ever thought that I would do radio. I have stood in front of, you know, many people, you know, hundreds of people and spoke. I've trained hundreds of people, you know.
Wow.
And, you know, I have dealt with other things in a sense, you know, but radio... I never thought that I would do something like that. So it's kind of interesting that you said, you know, it's like, you know, this is where I'm meant to be or whatever, and it fits. And you know what? I have to agree with you, Leah. I think it fits me. I think it fits my personality. And, again, not even 2 years ago when I first started doing radio would I have said that to you. But I do think that it works now, you know, and I'm thrilled, you know, to be on the air, and I'm thrilled to continue to learn and grow, you know, because there's so much more to learn about all of this. And as I embark, you know, joining the teams, especially with KLSL, I have a great mentor and a great partner over there that's going to just teach me. I mean, he's been in, you know, Cedric James has been in the game, I believe 20 years, you know. Do you know who he is, Leah?
No.
He's from KWJZ. He was with our jazz station before the jazz station closed down.
I heard you mention him. Yeah, you know.
Right. So he's a known radio show personality out here in the Pacific Northwest. So, you know, I'm thrilled to be able to work with him and have him teach me and how to train me to do my voice on the radio and to you know, just create those amazing crisp sounds with the shows, you know, and how to blend the music in and out and create, you know, the little, you know, drops. I forgot the terms that they use on radio. It's something very different, you know, but I'm thrilled to be able to work with him. So, I don't know, I'm excited. Let me just say before I go any further, this show is definitely going to go in into the archives. So if anybody else wants to call in and just listen to the show, you can listen. You don't have to, you know, chime in if you don't want to. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. There's one more caller on the phone, so let me bring them in right quick. And then, you know what, Leah, I want to debut your other piece tonight, too, before the show is over. But let me bring another caller in.
All right.
All right, Miss Monica Monet.
Happy anniversary!
Whoa. Nice.
That was a little loud, wasn't it?
Second year. Ooh. Yeah. I was trying, you know, we're having some family issues, so I was trying to hurry up to get off the phone. I was like, oh, goodness, let me.
Uh-oh.
So I'm like, look, Mom, I'm going to call you back, but I got to tell Lady Flavor, happy anniversary. We thank you for what you do. It's a blessing of what you do. And if no one ever told you, I'm going to tell you, I love you. You're my sister, and you know it's just a blessing, and I'm honored to know you as a person. So I tell God thank you for you.
I appreciate that.
I told
Monica she had to sing live. So you're going to sing live for us?
Oh, yeah, I can sing live.
Okay.
Okay, what we want to hear today is, let me see. Oh, goodness. What I'm going to sing today, I'm going to sing. I don't know. It's like singing like happy birthday, but I can't sing happy birthday because it's an anniversary, but it's kind of like the same. Let's sing Gotta Believe in Yourself. Okay, here we go. Gotta believe in yourself. You gotta believe in yourself. You gotta believe in yourself. Gotta believe in yourself. In this world that we're living in, I know it's rough. Gotta believe in yourself every now and then. You feel like giving up. No, gotta believe in yourself. Don't give up. This is what you do. Let me tell you what you gotta do. Yeah, all you gotta do is keep the faith. Yeah, gotta believe in yourself. You gotta believe in yourself. You gotta believe in yourself. Gotta believe in yourself. Okay, thank you.
Yay.
All right.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. Thank you so much, baby girl.
Oh, yeah.
I know, it's like, you know, I play your music all the time on my shows, you know, and stuff, you know, I'm so blessed to be able to sit on the phone with you and have you sing to me, you know, and I'm like, okay, you know what, Monica really needs to do this on the show, you know. It's one thing when you hear an artist sing on a recording, right? You know, but it's almost like when they sing live, then it's almost like that proof that they really can sing, you know, so.
yeah, definitely.
All right, that was Miss Monica Monet. I appreciate you. You know, and everybody that's on the phone line right now, it's really funny. It's interesting always to me to realize who my support system is, you know, and we've got Stephen and John and the Cloak and Leah, you know, on the phone right now, and Monica Monet, and, you know, you guys are, you know, you're my backbone. You know, you make this all make sense for me. You make it all work. And all of your talents are different, you know. I mean, we've got, you know, the jazz and pop and soul and hip-hop and spoken word represented right now, you know, on the phone. And I feel so very blessed, you know, to have you guys in my world. You really make my world work. You know, you make sense of what it is that I do, and I love and appreciate all of you sincerely from the bottom of my heart. You know, 2 years, you know, and hope to have 2 more years and 2 more years after that. I mean, who knows what it may look like. I'll be honest with you. I'm going to put it out in the universe right now. I'm really thinking that here in the future we're going to have a Flava News radio station, and where we can stream your music, you know, 24/7. And I really believe that that's going to take place, you know, in the future, you know, for what it is that we're doing. But, you know, without you guys, there would be no me. And that's just real. You know, if it was me popping on the air and just playing boo-boo music or just popping on the air to just turn my mouth, you know what I mean? Who would really be paying attention to me unless somebody wants to come by and just be entertained by a joke? You know what I mean? Because there's stations like that, right? Just come and just be entertained and, you know, y'all laugh like, did she really say that? Did she really play that? Does she think that's good? You know, or whatever. But, you know, I'm blessed. I got some of the very top-notch quality artists coming my way. And I'm, you know, man, how could I not be excited about that, huh?
That's right.
You're spoiled,
I am spoiled. You know what? I am, okay, you know, I'm the first one to say I'm a daddy's girl, right? And, you know, my daddy has always looked out for me. I'm 51 years old. He still looks out for me. So, y'all, you know what? Y'all just have to look out for me and spoil me. I'm okay with that. I really am okay with that.
Yes. Hey, I was checking out your profile picture, the leopard, you know.
Well, you know,
Steven.
I had to throw that up there. I had to throw that up there.
I know, it's cool.
You know, because this is my anniversary, you know, November 1st, 2011. I got to debut my song, Leopard Jam, my song. You know, who would ever thought I'd sit there and beg, right? Just beg for a leopard piece,
Right.
But on top of it, have it come out so absolutely amazing. You know, to have some just absolutely amazing talents put this together and put Leopard Jam on it, right? I'm just mad.
Wow.
I was crying earlier. I told John and Steven, you know, I'm such a crybaby, right? I was crying. I'm sitting here listening to, you know, John's new track and listening to your new track and listening to, you know, Leopard Jam today, because I got them all three today, and I was like sitting here just bawling, like, man, God, you know, thank you for this blessing. You know,
amazing.
I'm just like, I just don't even know what to say. You know, I don't take this for granted, you guys. I really don't take this for granted, you know, what I do and what I get to experience. And sometimes I get to experience it before other people get to experience it, you know? And sometimes I'm like told, like, okay, Flava, you can't play this, but you can listen to it, you know? And I'm like, okay, I really can't play it. Really, I can't play it. Okay, I won't play it. But, you know, just to even have that opportunity, you know, to hear music before other people, you know, to be able to debut music on my show, you know, that nobody else has played on their shows. I'm just thrilled. It's just so exciting. So with that said, you know what? I have to debut another piece tonight, and this is by Leah Henderson, who is on the phone, and this is another piece out of the SJF Music Camp. Her piece is called Beauty Is.
Beauty is week. Beauty is smelling a rose. Beauty is when you pray for your foes. Beauty is when you rain instead of wrong. Beauty is hearing a Christmas song. Beauty is when the last is first. Beauty is when you bless and not curse. Beauty is a baby in the womb. Beauty is when Jesus wasn't in the tomb. Beauty is when you know and not assume. Beauty is when you speak words of wisdom. Beauty is seeing a vision. Beauty is not causing division. Beauty is avoiding collision. Beauty is being forgiven. Beauty is embracing religion. Beauty is
excited I got to debut another piece out of the SJF Music Camp, Miss Leah Henderson.
Thank
with
you.
Piece.
Thank you, lady. Thank you.
That was so nice.
Damn, I make some smooth music. Man.
Nice.
Yeah. Damn.
You are too much.
Somebody need to take me out back and beat me with a stick for coming up with something that smooth. That don't make no sense.
You are silly.
Yes, I give you props.
Silly.
Yeah, that was pretty smooth.
That was pretty smooth.
Yeah.
Thanks, lady. Thanks.
So John, did I hear you wanted to sing for me?
No, I changed my mind now.
Change your mind.
Yeah, you
now.
Have to sing after Monica sing. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'll sing for you. That's all right. It could be the comedy relief after Monica did her thing. We can interject some fun to your night.
You just have a different style than Monica, so you can sing.
I definitely got a different style. It's called funny. No.
Okay, you know what? You need to stop. You need to stop.
All right, I'll sing for you. You ready?
Yeah.
Laughing.
You gonna sing?
Yeah, uh-huh. I'll sing for you. Ready?
Okay.
Listen to the word, all right?
Okay.
Let me quick and to the point. Here we go. You ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
All right, here we go. All right. Heaven is you, as far as I can see, by all the good you've done for me.
And no one can tell me that that's not true. And after all of this time, my heart feels the same. Nothing can ever change my mind or change the way that I feel for you. Yeah.
All right, that's it.
Oh,
aww.
Good.
Oh, wow. That's beautiful, John.
It's funny, too, because people are probably thinking right now, oh, man, that sucker can sing. Dang.
You know what? We ought
to.
That's beautiful. You know what? I know we won't do it on this show, but, you know, sometimes I don't know if it's, like, possible, but, you know, is it possible to do a cipher with a variety of artists?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is, actually. As long as you have the right person organizing it, yeah, it can be beautiful, you know. We got our very own Quincy Jones. So.
I've seen, of course, the hip-hop ciphers, you know, here in Seattle. I'm like, I'm just always in awe, right, you know, of just, like, sitting and just watching these guys pass the mic and coming up with their own stuff, and the flow just never stops, you know. I was just thinking, you know, realizing all the talents that are on the phone with me right now, like, couldn't that be done too? But I think that's kind of, well, I don't know if Steven might have squashed that particular project, but I know that it was an idea that...
No, I haven't squashed it.
Okay. I know it's kind of an idea that Steven thought of doing with a...
But no, I thought you meant about the other segment.
So, Miss Eleanor, I just want you to know that your mic is open again.
Oh, okay.
Because you raised your hand. But, you know,
I pushed it accidentally, but anyway, hello, everyone.
Hello.
I was laughing at, I think because I was laughing at John D.
Okay.
Yeah.
Were you laughing at his singing?
No, I was just laughing at him trying to get out of it.
it almost worked too, Eleanor. I almost made it.
And Leah, I like that piece. Very nice. I like it.
It was beautiful. It was beautiful. So, you know, I was sitting here looking.
Oh, thank you.
I was listening to the different artists that are on the phone right now. You know, and I met John on Facebook. I don't know if it was his wife, Donna, that reached out to me first, or if it was John who reached out to me, but I met him on Facebook. But then I met Steven from Ferguson through All Media Artists. And then I met Leah through Stephen Jerome Ferguson, and it's so funny because Leah's actually out here where I am, but I met her from Stephen, who's in Kansas, and then Monica but the cloak I met through Paradigm, you know, on her radio show, and then, you know, you, Eleanor, I met through Steven, so it's so interesting, you know, the connections and all, you know, and how the different ways that people can, you know, come together, and you just don't even realize it, you know. Here it is now, you know, John and Steven are collaborating and working, and Steven's producing Leah, and, you know, Eleanor is on the team, and I understand, you know, I should put Eleanor on the spot to sing too, huh?
Yeah, sure.
She got quiet, didn't she?
Yeah, she did, didn't she?
No,
oh,
you know,
no.
Who, me?
She said no.
No,
Eleanor.
Oh.
Do you know, as soon as I said Eleanor should sing, do you know she hung up?
Oh, my God.
Call her back. You, Eleanor. And unfortunately, I don't think that you can call back in because the show is now streaming into the archive. So look at that. She just, like, watch her say that it was an accident or something. You know, she just hung up. I said, Eleanor should sing. She hung up. But anyway. Oh
my gosh, this is wonderful.
This was fun tonight. You know, this is something that, you know, I didn't know how it was going to go. I didn't have anything planned out, you know, and I was just, you know, me, I wing things, you know, and I think that's, I like doing it that way because, you know, I had no expectations of what was going to take place tonight. And in that, you know, I always walk away feeling extremely blessed. So I thank all of you, you know, that are on the phone. It's just John, Stephen, Leah, and Monica that's still on the phone with me tonight, right now at this moment. I thank all of you, you know, for just making this
night
very special.
That's all you need.
That's
all you need.
Right. I know it, huh?
Monica was still on the line. Well,
Monica's still on the line.
So, Monica, did you go and do that thing for the last, like, let's say 3 minutes or so? Were you gone? Were you off the line?
Oh, no. I was listening.
Darn it.
You know, Monica be trying to disappear on us, huh, John?
Lady said, you know, when a person can just, you know, sing without music, I mean, you really know, you know, who they really are. Yeah, I mean, I love your voice.
Thank you.
Would have been nice if she disappeared when I was singing.
I know John. I heard you sing. I know you're amazing. I know it's wonderful.
Well, you know, I'm really excited, Leah. So definitely when Monica comes out here to Seattle, you'll have to come to her show because she's going to be doing a mini tour out here on in the Pacific Northwest. So, yeah, I'm so excited. Yeah, she's gonna be performing with some of the local talents, Black Stacks and Delta and Sun and Speakeasy Unplugged, and I'm just really excited to just have her out here.
Oh, you got to keep me updated on that then.
Yeah, definitely. I will, once we've got everything locked down on the venues and everything, we will definitely start pushing it out the end of this year and the beginning of next year. I'm so excited. And, you know, it's so funny because Monica's like my sister. You know, she knows the good, bad, and the ugly about me, just like John and Stephen. And you're just feel lucky, Leah, that you just don't know all sides of me. The three of you might be scared and you might not be raving about me the way that you do. You know,
yes,
but
I would.
But the three of them, they know the good, bad, and the ugly about me. So it's like, could y'all just come to Seattle? Can you just like be here? Because I just want you guys like so close. You know,
So when are
everybody move over here? With us.
When are you guys, Monica, when are you planning on going up?
I'm trying to get there in March.
March? What's the weather like in Seattle in March now?
It's still going to be
not bad. It may be too bad.
It may still be a little crisp.
Crisp? Define crisp.
Crisp. Stephen, you were stationed here. No, I know that was a long time ago. It'll be probably, you know, Monica's going to freeze her butt off. It'll probably, what would you say, Leah, like in the 40s?
What?
Seattle, you know how Seattle is. I mean, even though on the other side of the mountain, like 3 hours away from us, it's like, you know, the weather is even different over there. So it snows over there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But so I think December is when it really snows really bad. But, you know, here in Seattle, it's not too bad. I guess in March, it's not too bad.
So would you say like 50?
Yeah, I'd say that, 50s.
Yeah. So Monica's going to, freeze to death.
I'll just say this now then. Monica, Flair, if you see this large and intimidating 6'4", 200-plus black guy wearing a gravity t-shirt carrying some leopard pom-pom, do not be alarmed. It is just me. Do not be thrown off by the fact that he's screaming at the top of his lungs, Monica, but you don't trip out. It's okay. He's fine.
Oh, my God. I hope I do see that.
Oh, my. You know, I have a little dinky 600-foot, you know, square one-bedroom apartment, but, you know, we can have a slumber party.
That's right.
Where would I fit? You going to let my legs hang out the window?
Well, oh, we'll fit you somewhere.
Hey, you ain't talking
you
to
might...
those little guys, man.
Yeah,
you
know,
we'll fit all of you in my little apartment. I'm a good cook. We're not going to talk about Monica because she can sing. She can't cook. You know, but I can cook. And, you
oh
know, we'll take good care of you even though we'll be in very cramped quarters.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Can we?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, that'd be
well,
nice.
I'm sure it's way bigger than mine.
Of course, my door is always open. It's always open.
Can you cook too,
for
Leah?
Everybody?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know. How, yeah, I can cook. Yes.
Okay, girl. So we're going to have to get you to come out and do the poetry, the spoken word. I come from.
Maybe
oh,
we'll
no,
have a slumber party over at Leah's house.
Hey,
everybody come to Seattle. Everybody
right.
Come to Seattle in March for Monica Monet's Simply Beautiful tour, and we're going to slumber party and eat over at Leah's house.
Sounds like a plan.
And
well,
Don,
hey, I mean,
and John,
I'm just waiting, you know, just waiting.
And John's going to be wearing a Gravity T-shirt with leopard pom-poms. So,
oh, okay. Sure. So you can't miss him then. Okay.
You one made, John, for real, though. I'm going to get you a Gravity T-shirt made for real.
You know, a T-shirt on me, I'm a walking billboard, sweetie. You put that T-shirt on me, everybody's like, Gravity don't look like you held your tall, gumpy butt down. But, hey, I'm working out.
I'm going to have to get that up for real. You right.
That's what you should do. That's the move.
Oh, my gosh. I
can
see him in that now.
I wear that.
Well, Stephen ain't saying nothing. He's not even saying he's coming out.
Hey, I'm the one that mentioned your house. So.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
oh,
right.
So you is coming out. Okay, so you is coming out. You flying out. Okay.
You guys came.
If John can get through airport security with some leopard pom-poms, I mean.
I know.
You know what,
he might be a little
know,
late.
Huh?
Hey, yeah, Stephen, if I carry those leopard pom-poms through the airport, all I got to do is find a very happy airport security guard. I get through. Dude,
yeah,
come on.
They'll look at all his tattoos. They'll look at all his tattoos and, like, say, well, let's pull him to the background.
A random search thing.
No, the pom-poms will throw him off. Especially if I break down and do a cheer.
Okay. And we gotta have someone get out of jail.
That's a little scary.
Yeah.
Well, that's something.
Hopefully they don't fall through. Okay.
But no, for sure, Monica's going to be coming up, and in March. And everything, you know, we've got several things already set in place already. And set, but again, once everything is solidified as far as the venues and who's going to be performing with her at which venue and this and that, we'll start getting the word out. So, yeah, Monica Monet's coming to the Pacific Northwest.
Nice.
I can't wait. I really can't.
And my granddaughter Kimora is going to get on the stage with her and sing Gravity. She's going to be the backup singer because she sings it already.
That's right. I know that's why we got to get the matching shoes, man, Kamara. God forbid, paint on your shoes with the flames going up the side.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So Leah, just be prepared. Monica is a diva.
Oh, okay.
She's coming out here with her waist, you know, waist long length of hair, her nails and her toes done. She's going to be the one freezing her butt off because she's from Florida.
Oh, wow.
You know, and she'll have her makeup done flawlessly. And,
she should fit in, though. I mean, Seattle. We're talking about Seattle, okay?
I'm I'm not sure how I'm going to keep up with her, but, you know, we'll figure out a way.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, that'd be nice.
I can't wait to meet you guys.
I know. I know.
It's going to be a very
I'm out here. I haven't even met Lady Flavor. I mean, I've been talking to, almost 2 months now?
I know.
So it'd be like we can't, like, go and have dinner or something, you know.
You know. Yeah.
Well, we'll have to figure out something, you know. And unfortunately,
this
comes about after my beetle dies, you know.
I know.
And it's like, how come I couldn't have met you when the beetle was still, like, running?
I know.
Which was at the beginning of last month. But anyway, we're not going to cry about the beetle. We're just going to keep moving and grooving and doing what we do. But I'm going to go ahead and sign off of the show. I want to thank you guys again for coming out and hanging out with me and, you know, just making tonight a very, very special night for me. You know, this is what counts to me. This is what matters. This is what makes me get up and do, you know, what it is that I do and I love to do. And I know I'm just so very, very blessed to have all of you in my life, and to those artists that come my way, and to those artists that have joined my movement and believe in what it is that I'm doing and what I'm trying to grow, you know, because, you know, again, without you guys, there would be no me. And so I'm trying to scroll down my list and see who it is that I can take the show out with. Of course, you know, I had to start it out with my family, Black Stacks. And I think I really, really want to play a piece by one of my dear, 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 dear friends. Okay, don't stop on me now. Don't stop on me. Who just held my hand and kept me going, you know, through the days of my coffee shop. And so let me find a piece by him. Okay, so I'm going to close out tonight's show with a piece by my dear, dear friend, Alvin Lloyd Alexander Horn. And this piece is called The Lonely Sun. Thank you so much, you guys.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Back. The lonely sun. Fog smothers the river. Running slow. Sun and fog mix like lovers. One ripple in the middle. And I think about her. My lover. Her, the fog. Me, the lonely sun. She's here in the midst of visions, and I'm penetrating her thickness. Her, the fog. Me, the lonely sun. Others can't see in. We are perfect lovers. As I burn bright, I can't help my rising, feeling her haze.
Taken from the scenes that he sees from outside his window on his boat on the water up here in the Pacific Northwest. I want to thank everybody who listened to the show live, to those that come back and check out the archives. This is Flava News Radio's second anniversary show, and I'm so very, very blessed and thrilled about all that came out to listen to the show, to call in and participate, you know, on the show itself, and to those that just really support and love what it is that I do. This is all about supporting underground independent artists from here in the Pacific Northwest to across the United States and around the globe. So help spread the word about what we're doing here to support the arts. Take care, God bless, and come back when I do another show.